game late one night. It was probably around, I don't know, 11 to midnight, somewhere around in there. I was tired. It was right in the heat of all of that clown drama we were having. And I was walking out the building, and I catch something. There was construction going on.
Right.
And I kind of catch something, and I thought it was just that, you know, that orange, like, construction gate stuff, that, like, plastic
right.
stuff that they put
mesh.
Up. Yes.
Yeah.
I thought that's what that was. It was, because we had a lot of that up, and so I just, like, well, whatever. So I kept walking, and I saw it again, and I look, and it's in this bright-colored, like, tattered, like, clown jumpsuit with a big red wig and paint on its face, and it had something in its hand. And my mind and everything, part of me, told me to run. I had, like, my backpack and stuff, and I said, if I run, it runs. So I just started to walk, and as I looked, it cut its distance between us about half. It was probably 100 to 150 yards away from me, and the next time I looked back, it was probably 50 to 75 yards away from me. And at that point, and this was a huge parking lot, and I got there in the middle of the day to start my shift, and I was way in the back. And so I see that it's cut my distance, and I said, I grab my keys out of my pocket, and I just take off dead sprint. And I swing my backpack around, and, like, I'm straddling it. And so I hit my keys. I'm unlocking my car, so I know. And, like, the whole time I'm running, I'm like, I'm going to have one of these horror movie events where I drop my keys and they fall under my car and, you know, whatever.
Right.
And so I get to my car, and I get in, and I hit, and I, you know, put it in reverse. And as I back up, as I come to a stop backing up, it runs up, and it runs itself into it, smacks my back glass, and I take off and was gone. I never saw it again. But scary, scary, scary moment.
Honest to goodness, though, you saw
somebody
in a clown outfit.
What I assumed it was we're right there by the college.
Right.
And so I, you know, somebody was there having fun. They were getting people coming out, because people come out of those buildings late all the time. And so they were just having fun, probably get dared. They probably had a group of buddies. I'm probably on some college kid's phone running across the parking lot to my car somewhere, I'm sure.
Now, this was in the middle of the day, though?
No. This was at night.
Okay,
11 o'clock
okay.
at night, yes. I got to the work at, like, 4 p.m. That's why my car was at the back of the parking lot. And I worked a game. I was some game, and it ended late. It would have been football, so it's probably like a Monday night game or a Thursday night game or something. And so was last one to leave.
No, but either way, that's just a whole bunch of no thank you.
Yes, it was a full-on no thank you.
I had a friend who posted a video of he was just out in his hunting stand hunting deer, and he's just there by himself, you know, and, you know, it gets kind of isolated. You're there for, you know, maybe 12
yeah.
hours sometimes.
Depends on what you want to do, but yeah.
But he'd been there all day, and he hadn't seen anything, and just coming out of the woods is just a dude in a clown costume holding a knife in the middle of the day.
I saw lots of pictures like that, videos.
Clear as night, you know, and, like, he has, I mean, this guy has a gun, and he just starts screaming at this clown that just looks at him for, like, 3 minutes and then just walks back into the mm-hmm. woods. Like, people are crazy.
Yeah, like, listen, if that would have happened to me, if I would have been deer hunting and I would have had my bow and a clown person in a clown costume walked up with me with my knife, I'm going full draw and I'm pointing the bow at the clown and I'm going to tell him, you take one more step and I let it go. And I may not hit him. But the next one is being aimed at him again, and I will do it again and again until he's gone, because I don't play around with that stuff.
No, I don't either. Like, I mean, a lot of that for me is army training, but, like,
yeah.
Like you don't get a chance to
yes.
to fire a lot of warning shots in a situation
yeah.
like that.
Well, you
sometimes.
Know the three Fs, right? In danger, fight, flight, or freeze.
Right.
Right. I am very much fight.
Well, you know, it's better to do something than nothing at all.
Yes.
So, like, yeah, if you have to choose between fight, flight, and freeze, pick fight or flight.
Yes.
Don't do nothing.
Yes.
Like, anything is better
than
nothing.
And if I'd have had something to fight that night, there would have been something happen. But I didn't have anything. Normally,
right.
I carry a softball bat in my car because I play in the summer.
Right.
But I had cleaned out my car recently, and it was October, so I didn't have anything, so it was, yeah.
And I can't say that I have any story about like a spooky clown guy, but I did encounter a drunk when I was a teenager once. He pulled a knife on. Okay, so I was out in a town that I shouldn't have been in, too late, by myself, and I went up to our local Hastings. I grew up in a small town that didn't have any, you know, cool stores like that. But I missed Hastings too. But I drove up to the Hastings, and I went in there for a while until they closed. And it's probably 11 or 12 o'clock at night. And I go outside, and there's a drunk guy just like stammering around the parking lot, and he starts like saying something to me. And I'm walking to my car, and I have to get really close to him, and I he's just stuttering and he's drunk, and then I think I said something maybe like a little smart aleck to him.
Probably, as a teenager.
Yeah, he pulls a knife on me. And like at that point I get a little apprehensive, and then he comes at me and he slices at me and he hits me in the stomach, but he kind of got off balance, and I just like punched him in the back of the head as hard as I could, and he went down. I got in my car and I like started panicking. I'd drive home and panicking the whole time.
Oh boy, yep.
Anyway, that was a long time ago now. We are getting a call. Let's go ahead and go over to the phones.